Bava Kama Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah is going to talk now about the damage caused by sheep, as opposed to a shore, as opposed to an ox. And it's going to talk about damages that are caused by Shane and Regel. Hakones Tzon Ladir, if somebody brings their sheep into a corral, V'nal B'faneha Karoi, and he closes up the corral in front of the sheep properly, and that is understood by the Gemara to be talking about a door that is able to withstand a normal wind. V'yotza v'hizika, and despite having closed in front of them properly, the sheep go out still and manage to damage. Putter, he's not held liable because he's done a proper shmira, he's done a proper guarding. However, lo noal b'faneha karoi, if he didn't close in front of them properly, let's say he put in, the Gemara says, a door that cannot withstand a normal wind, v'yotza v'hizika, and then the sheep go out and damage, chayav, he is held liable. Nifritza b'layla, she says, what happens if the opening, the corral opened up somehow, even though he closed it properly, it somehow managed to open up at night. Oshibratzuha listim, or robbers opened it up. The yotza vizika, and the sheep were therefore went out and caused damage. She's putter, because it happened at night, and he was not aware of it. However, Tosis points out that this would be in distinction to the daytime. The Mishnah talks about the nighttime, and that's why he's putter. But if it would be in the daytime and there enough time would have elapsed that he should have known what had happened, that there had been an opening in the corral, then he would be chayav because he should have done something about it. The Mishnah concludes, in a case, Hotziuha listim, if robbers take out the sheep, halistim chayav, and listim are held liable, even though they don't own the sheep, because they are the ones who caused the sheep to come out, they would be liable. The Gemara explains that even if they didn't actually physically take out the sheep, but the fact that they stood there and until the sheep exited, that is considered to be something that they're held responsible for. However, if they did not stand there when the sheep came out, but rather they just made a hole and they walked away, then they would not be chayav. They would not be liable for the nezek, or the damages caused by the sheep, because that's considered a grumma. That's only considered to be an indirect cause, and an indirect cause they would not be held liable for.